It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts and Ireland's only live and interactive podcast, recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, people ask us all the time, how do you do it? How does this work? The people who listen to the podcast. Well, we record it live on our Facebook page and people ring in and WhatsApp us in with their opinions on the topic we happen to be talking about. So unlike most podcasts that just have guests in studio, or maybe it's just two people talking, this is fully interactive. And you will hear over the course of this podcast lots of different opinions. And that's what this is called, Opinions Matter. And in fact, somebody gave out to us today, Katie, for even doing this topic, saying there's no two sides to this. The man who put those posts up as racist, there shouldn't be a debate in it.
That person is very silly, because there seems to be very much the debate in it, judging by our Facebook posts and the page.
Yes, it's fairly 50-50. Anyway,
I wouldn't say 50-50. I'm actually surprised by the way it's leaning more, to be honest.
Okay.
Are you not?
Well, we'd be. So we'll, let's see in an hour. I'll tell you in an hour what we get. If you want to contact us about this particular topic, and I'll give you the full lowdown of it in a second, our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Now, we were contacted yesterday by Carl. Those of you who listen to this podcast regularly will have heard Carl on several times before. He always seemed like a very level-headed person, I would have thought. And... Yeah, it's
Carl. That's Carl who's been on with us.
Yes,
oh,
it is Carl.
I didn't
Carl.
Know that.
Yeah. And he's never been
I'm
on.
I'm surprised.
Because he's never been on about an immigration topic or anything like that. That's the bizarre thing. Here's what Carl says in his WhatsApp to us. I listen to your podcast every day, so I hope you cover this. And we will cover it, Carl. I went to a job interview last week for... Now, he mentions the name of the company. We're not at liberty to mention the name of this company just yet. But suffice to say, tech company. Is that the best way to describe it? Tech company?
It's definitely a tech company, yeah.
No, it is. It's definitely, yeah, it is a tech company.
Yeah.
So he went for a job interview last week for this particular tech company, which you would all know. The interview went well, and I thought I was going to get it. And then I got called on the phone to say I didn't get the job. When I asked why I didn't get the job, they told me that some social media posts that I put up on Facebook didn't, and this is in inverted commas, align with the company policy of inclusivity. And those are the words on the email, says Carl. So they said, you did well in the job interview, but because, and by the way, this let this be a warning to all of you, if you are going for jobs and stuff like that, that they do check social media. Now, the reason I know that is because my wife, as you know, in the job she works in, she hires and fires.
And they check the socials.
She has done in the past, yeah.
But for a job like that...
You'd have to have a name that isn't... Like, if your name is John O'Brien...
It's so hard to find.
It's like finding
a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, but yeah. You'd be easy enough to find. And as she said to me before, you'd be silly not to.
Yes.
Because social media, what you post on social media says a lot about you.
I think it depends on the job. I think if you're going for something like a radio presenter or producer, I think you would have to definitely check, because you would want to make sure there's no bias towards a certain way. But if it's something like in a shop where it's not political or there's nothing politically attached to it, I don't see why you would check. Surely it's just who's best for the job.
So this particular company is a multinational company. It would have people from all walks of life working for it. But anyway, here's what he says. He continues. He says he was told that the reason he didn't get the job is because his Facebook post did not align with the company policy of inclusivity. I asked them to show me what posts, and they showed me two Facebook posts, which were from 6 months ago. So this wasn't just a recent post. Now, he sent us the screenshots of the two posts, and I'll tell you what they are now in a second. But he goes on, he says, I thought we had free speech in this country. You should name and shame the company and get people to boycott this woke company. Now, the posts that he put up on Facebook, and here's the thing, Carl, and you know this as well, we were able to go onto your Facebook page, and because you have a very, very rare surname, would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
His surname is very rare. There's not many Carl Blanks.
No.
We found your Facebook page.
Top one.
What?
The top one.
Yeah, literally you put in his name and it's the first one that comes up. And half of your posts, Carl, on Facebook are public. They're on public.
Well, I can tell where what he had for dinner last week and where he went on holidays before Christmas.
And we saw the posts, the two posts. Now, the first one is a post that says, and here are the exact words for it. It says, let me just find it now. How's the Irish, not the world? And it's just a meme or a poster that says that. How's the Irish, not the world? And it's a poster from the...
This one got me.
The National Party. Okay, we'll come back to that one in a second.
Okay. Yeah?
And the other one, which again is a meme that he posted on his Facebook timeline, Ireland for the Irish. So they're the two things. Ireland for the Irish and how's the Irish, not the world. They are the two posts that he put up on his Facebook page. And the company that he was going for the job for obviously deemed that they were inappropriate and we don't want that man working for us. Were they right not to give him the job, Katie?
Oh, this is a tough one because I'm all for freedom of speech. I don't believe in censorship. I think if he was the right person for the job. See that first one you said? What was the first one on this page? You read out?
Let me go back to his page.
How's the Irish not the world?
How's the Irish not the world?
No, I don't find that racist. I don't really find that racist. If he means it from the point of view of, you know, the Irish people who are already on the waiting list instead of people who are coming in and getting housing ahead of people who've already been waiting 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. That to me isn't racist. I would like rather
that's
see...
That's not happening.
I don't know that that's true. Even in my own area where I live, I have seen... people being given, you know, places to stay in houses.
So how do you know? How do you know they've
because
been given
I know. I've spoken to these people. No, I have spoken to these people.
So hang on, you went up to...
I just don't get the problem with how's the Irish, not the world, myself personally. Now, it's not something I would post, but to me, it doesn't come over as... Ireland is for the Irish is slightly more... That is racist because I think Ireland is for anybody who's willing to come and work and contribute to society.
Yes.
We don't want lazy arseholes coming in from other countries who want to screw the system and think that they're coming in to Treasure Island. That's not okay.
No, but as well, it's a slogan that's used by far-right groups and used by the National Party. I mean, you don't want to be associated with those.
Ireland is for the Irish. My dad is French. Should he not be here?
Yeah. Okay, so you have a problem with one of the posts, you don't have a problem with the other.
I don't necessarily have a problem with Ireland is for the Irish because that's what they believe and they are entitled to believe that. It's free. Listen, freedom of speech, either we have it or we don't.
Okay, but would you want someone like that, if you ran the company that he went to for the job interview with, would you want someone like that working for your company?
But what he does on his social, again, it's like a tech job, right? So the job he does, I assume he's in an office situation and he's not a public... person or personality. He's not somebody speaking in public or he's not somebody in the public eye. I think it's different. I think what he posts on his own page is his business. I might not agree with Ireland is for the Irish, but I agree with his right to... If he went in saying, you know, with another political view, I hate Donald Trump, would they have had an issue?
Well, they're an American company.
Well, if he had said, I hate Donald Trump, would they have had an issue? No, because it's probably gone with the general consensus of how people feel. But I think they are... A job should go to the best person for the job, not somebody based on their political views. That's my opinion. Once he's not bringing into work, making comments like that, or making other people feel small, or making... Because racist comments absolutely are not okay. But if that's in his own private life and on his own private Facebook and it has nothing to do publicly or he's not a public personality, then he should be allowed to have his own political views.
Okay.
It's a censorship then to a point.
But it's not censorship. No, they have a right to give...
Okay, so freedom of speech.
No, hang on. They have a right, but freedom of speech with consequences. They have a right.
But then it's not freedom of speech if there's consequences.
Well, nobody has freedom of speech. Of course they don't have... Everything has consequences in this life. You know, put on your big boy pants. That's what he needs to do. The fact is, Carl, that you put those posts up on your Facebook page for all to see. Now, there's other posts on his Facebook page as well, which we won't get into, which I have to be honest with you, Carl. You're not a very likable person. Like some of the posts he's put up and some of the comments that he's put on different stories.
But not being a likable person doesn't equate to not being able to do a job.
Well,
if he goes in and he's...
There's another one here. There's another one here, and I don't mind saying this because we haven't given his full name, and I'm sure, Carl, you asked us to discuss this topic. Send all the boat people packing.
Okay, well, that's racist. I mean, there's no denying that. There are people here who need to be here because their lives are in danger at home.
Yep.
And that's... You know, that's different. But if he's saying how's the Irish first over people, you know, coming into the country who aren't in need of, you know, protection, genuine protection. Not everybody who comes into this country is an asylum seeker, by the way.
No.
Or is actually needs.
No, there's fake UGs, as they call
fake them. Fake UGs.
Okay. We want to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp now, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. You've heard the story. You know what he said on his Facebook pages. And again, let this be a warning for those of you listening to this, because I know a lot of you are trigger happy on Facebook and stuff. Just be careful what you post. I mean, it's okay talking on something like this. This is a show. But when you post something on Facebook, the internet always keeps receipts. And in this case, it kept a receipt for Carl, and Carl didn't get the job because of it.
My concern here is that only make a comment then if you're agreeing with the populace. That's what my concern is.
Okay, stay there for a second. We'll take your calls right away. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me go to Darren. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you doing? Not so bad.
Good. So you know the two posts that he put up. One of them was I think it's from the Irish National Party, and it's how's the Irish before the rest of the world, and then the other one is Ireland is full, and he didn't get a job because of those posts. What do you make of that?
I think the company was wrong, in my opinion. Right, I know people that's on the housing list 20 years. I know one woman living in Dublin, she's on it 19 year, right, with a child. She earns a little bit too much to qualify for a mortgage, but she was on the housing list, and then she was removed from it. And that was it, right? Now, look, I understand there's people that come into this country and they're more than welcome. People have no problem with coming through the legal channels to do it right. When you come and you break the law by entering a country illegally, you've broke the law. The very same as you've shoplifted in a shop, you broke the law. There shouldn't be allowed. I don't think they should be allowed. Not the way they're coming in.
Okay, you're entitled to have that opinion about people that are coming into the country. But the point is, once you put that opinion on a public page, which he did, the company are not going to be happy with it.
Well, I think the man himself, because like that, you have freedom of speech in Ireland. You're entitled to your opinion. And if you report something that somebody puts up, should he be like in the UK put in prison for it?
Yeah, I said, Jeremy, so we're all going to claim this is racist. So I am the daughter of a Frenchman.
Yeah, but Darren, you said that we're entitled to our opinion, and nobody stopped him having that opinion. He had that opinion, so nobody said you can't say that.
They did, you're not getting the job because he said it.
To be honest with you, I think you should go the legal route then and say, well, here, if you're going to, just because I said something and you don't agree with it, you think I shouldn't have the job or not? I think that's wrong. I think, to be honest with you, if you say something, no, he didn't say anything that was out of the way. He didn't threaten anybody. It wasn't racist by any means.
Do you think it was racist, Jeremy?
No, it was not racist by any means.
I don't believe it was all racist. I believe go home, boat people, it obviously that is racist because not every, some people here genuinely do need to be here, but they all don't. Not all of them. And I don't believe that everyone in this country who's, seeking asylum needs to be here. But Jeremy, do you believe that all of his posts were racist? Do you believe his How's the Irish Before the World was racist?
Do I believe it's racist? But yeah, because it's not happening. It's not happening.
And you're certain of that, are you?
What?
You're certain of that?
No, it said people are coming into the country seeking asylum. They're being put into centres.
Centres. So let's forget about for a moment then, forget about just housing. Let's bring everything else into it. Education and the health system, the healthcare system. Everything is busting at the seams, okay? This is somebody who's obviously kind of looking at things and thinking, we already have a very stressed out system, healthcare system, education system, system.
You're entitled to feel that way.
But he's not entitled to feel that way because he lost out on a job opportunity because of it. If he came in wearing a t-shirt saying that and showing his political side, regardless whether it's left, right, whatever, that's different. But this was on his own page. And once we start getting into calling people out for what they post on their own pages, that wasn't, to me, offensive. It was not offensive, any of that. Well, the boat people don't like it. But
said the boat people packing, yeah.
But the thing about the house and the Irish and Ireland is for the Irish, that doesn't offend me because I can understand where his frustration is coming from.
And again, I can as well. And that's not the point I'm trying to make. And as I was saying to you, Darren, this is a case of he put that up on what he thought was a private page, on a public page. The prospective employer that interviewed him, he did a great interview, and then they saw that and they said to themselves, we don't want a person on who has those opinions.
Well, could they not have said to him, we had a look at your social media.
Well, they did.
We would prefer that you make your post going forward completely private, and we get one sniff of this in the workplace and you're gone. Is that not a better way to deal with it? So we are aware of your political views, but don't bring them into the workplace, because he's still entitled to feel how he wants to feel.
So go on, Darren.
So, I don't know the company, right? So probably employ a lot of people, right? So this man didn't get the job because of his post, right? What if they were to go back through everybody's post that was in the company already? Are they going to fire them because they don't have the same views? Do you know what I mean? They're opening up a can of worms, and I think your man should go the legal route and say, well, here, they didn't employ me because of this. Because of my freedom of speech.
But you can't go a legal route because you didn't get a job because you put up what are deemed to
be racist. Discrimination, like, in your opinion, isn't it?
It's discrimination against your political view. You could argue.
Yeah, so do you know, like, if I don't like Sinn Féin and I publicly mm-hmm. say I don't like Sinn Féin, and then I go looking for a job and someone says, oh, no, well, you don't like Sinn Féin, you can't have the job. But do you think that's right? Like, is it fair? If I don't like Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, like, it's... Like, where does this stop? Like, if they're opening up a can of worms, I think that, to be honest with you, it mightn't suit them in the long run.
Okay, well, so here's a very simple question for you, Jeremy.
Do you believe that Ireland...
Why are you asking me do I believe? What does it matter what I believe?
Because your opinion matters.
Okay, go on.
You came up with the name of the podcast, so... Do you believe that this is the tagline? Okay, so this is the tagline. Ireland is for the Irish. This is a tagline for...
I do think that's a racist statement, yes. Okay. Ireland is for the Irish. Absolutely, that's a racist statement. Because that is saying, we've debated this before, actually.
Okay.
And because it's more or less saying, unless you were born and bred in Ireland, you do not belong here and you're not welcome here. So yeah, that's racist. Yeah.
I don't know. I should be more, Ireland is for the working, non-lazy parasites. I don't want parasites coming into this country, taking everything and not giving anything back. I don't want that in my country.
Okay, stay there for a second, Darren. Here's Martin.
Afternoon, folks. Unfortunately, I won't be able to come on today, although I'd really, really like to. But, what you said wasn't racist. Like, come on. Like, I mean, I could take that up as racist if you really want to get into nooks and crannies of it. Irish, how's the Irish? Don't house me. Or Ireland is for the Irish. It's not for me. I wouldn't take any heed of that, you know. He's right in what he says. There are immigrants and that on the housing list, getting houses ahead of Irish people. It's a fact. Simple. They're building prefab housing estates for Ukrainian refugees. They're lobbing them in there, but they can't build them for the Irish. He's right. I wouldn't want to work for a woke company like that anyway. But you're right. You do have to monitor what you put on social media. Or not monitor what you put on social media, but monitor your settings, your privacy settings. That's all I'd say on it.
Okay, let me go to Robbie. Robbie, how are you? Your own opinions matter. How are things?
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Good. Now, you heard Darren there, who was on saying free speech, blah, 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 blah. He should take this to the court because he's been unfairly treated.
Let's deal with the free speech part first. Let's say if I went out to the Spire with a megaphone and started announcing Hitler was right. That's free speech, would you agree?
It is free speech, yeah.
And do you reckon I'd get a slap for that?
I reckon you'd probably be arrested. Well, let's put that to...
I'd be arrested. Would that be a breach of my right of free speech? And if you then debated on this show with the same people, I would hope everybody would turn around and call me a scumbag for saying such a terrible thing.
Well, Darren, when does free speech become free speech with consequence?
Like, I honestly have no problem with anyone with a megaphone saying what they like. Honest to God, I have no issue. They can say whatever, like that, sticks and stones. Like, I don't care. I genuinely don't care what people say. It's their actions that causes problems.
You'd be unique in that scenario. What, like, you know, do you think everybody would have that attitude? Like, you know, I have no doubt that I'd be arrested. Probably for my own safety, because I reckon I'd be beaten up long before I got arrested if I was to do something so hard.
I actually didn't get what you were saying over the microphone. I didn't hear exactly what you said you would say. Like, what did you say?
If I said Hitler was right.
That wouldn't bother me.
It might not bother you. I would hope it would bother some people.
Yeah, but like I've travelled, right? I've travelled a good bit across the world, right? I've never got any handouts. I was in Australia, no handouts whatsoever. If I was down on my luck, you're down on your look, you have nothing in your pocket, right? And I've worked for Irish companies, Australian companies, I've worked in the UK. The discrimination I got as an Irishman, as being called a paddy and everything like that, didn't bother me. Honest to God, I just thought, you know what?
It doesn't bother you, but about a few years ago on a previous show, myself and Katie and Adrian interviewed a man who used to stand outside hospitals. Abortion clinic. Remember your man, Jimmy?
Yeah.
And he used to scream through a megaphone at women, calling them murdering bitches on a megaphone. Now, he was using his free speech. I find that deplorable.
See, there's two sides of it. Like, that's deplorable, but what the, like, right, the population is decreasing, right?
No, but what do you mean there's two sides of it? Do you think that was acceptable for a man to stand outside?
Put everything in context, Jeremy. Free speech saying that you believe that the system is stretched and that we need to look at our immigration policy is different to standing outside and targeting and harassing women walking by.
Sorry,
that's
Katie,
so
speech
different.
Is free speech.
No, it's Robbie, free harassment speech. And free speech are two different things. Shouting at women, calling them murderers, that's harassment. Free speech is expressing a political view without offending or trying to offend anyone.
It's still free speech. I agree it's harassment, and I think people
just to let you know, there's also a difference between free speech. Free speech, there's a fine line between freedom of speech and incitement to hatred as well. They're two very different things too.
Ireland is for the Irish.
No, that's a political statement. Standing outside an abortion clinic shouting at people is harassment.
Right, standing.
I agree.
Then say,
but they're still free to say it.
Right, let's say somebody came on the show today saying that all Muslims are terrorists. Right, let's say, because there are people, stupid people in the world who have that opinion. Right, who believe that all Muslims are terrorists. That is incitement to hatred. That's different to saying I believe Ireland is for the Irish. Now, I'm not saying I agree that Ireland is for the Irish. I don't agree with that at all. I think anyone who's willing to come and work and contribute to society, yeah, more than welcome. Would love to have you. But there is a difference between freedom of speech, incitement to hatred, and harassment.
Like, you standing outside of an abortion clinic shouting that at women, right? That's actually directed at an individual that's walking in and out of there. That's wrong. That's
totally 100%
different. Wrong. Now, if he's standing back and was saying, I don't believe what you're doing is right or wrong or whatever, that's different. When you're directing it at somebody, it's still free. Like, it's freedom of speech, but he's directing it at actually the women that's going in and out, and I don't think that's right. Now, if he was politically saying it a different way or whatever, you know, it's freedom of speech. But don't direct it at one individual. If I say something and I direct it at one person or an individual, that's hatred towards that person. But if I stand there and say I don't like somebody or like such a political party or whatever, that's different.
If Carl had put up, right, so take Ireland is for the Irish, right? Take that away. If he put up saying Ireland is for everyone except Nigerians or except Muslims, that's different because it's targeting one group. It could be incitement to hatred, depending on what way you look at it, but it's also targeting.
Let's try and get back on the topic. You know, why he didn't get the job. Okay, let's just, like, you know, we're moving away into a different area. Let's say now that company hired him in and they invest money to train him, you know, give him whatever, you know, wages, whatever. Well, I don't know, obviously, we don't know what the package he was being offered was. So, but they, you know, they spent 6 months, let's say they hired, give him a 6 month contract. And they spend a couple of hundred, you know, tens of thousands to train them, depending on the level of the job. And he brings this attitude into work and he causes stress for our colleagues by either not working with them or, you know, making derogatory comments or anything like that. And I'm not saying he would do that. He might just leave it on Facebook and be the perfect worker in the place. But let's say if he did, then the company would be forced to let him go and then they have to invest more money to, you know, get another hiring campaign and another couple of thousand, whatever it is, to train another individual. So the company, in this case, the company said for financial, you know, they're erring on the side of caution by saying just, you know, we don't want to be investing 50, 60, 70,000.
Yeah.
And then in 6 months have to do it again.
And as well, you can't harass somebody. So the Carl obviously feels, now I never would have got this. I never would have got this from any time he's on the show, but Carl obviously feels, but he has far right leanings, okay?
But
has,
that's irrelevant.
No, but he obviously has far right leanings, okay? That's fine. He's entitled to that if he wants to. But he's going to be working for a company. You know that company, Katie. That company has people from all over the world working in Dublin, yeah? Mm-hmm. Why would they want someone working on the same floor?
Because his private life and his professional life are separate. I would have given him a warning and said, listen.
Okay, what if he did bring that attitude?
But I would give a warning and say, look, you're well qualified, you've got the experience, you're the man for the job, you interviewed well, bring any of the political stuff in here.
Let's say he does bring it in and they give him a warning. Well, they give him a warning and the person he made the comment to, or, you know, they say, that's not good enough, I'm leaving. And they lose somebody who was at a different level.
He didn't make the comment to anyone. Obviously, if he's making the comment to someone, it's different.
Because he didn't get the job, so we can only be hypothetical here.
But then we're going down the road of not hiring people based on them not agreeing with the populace. That's not right. People are entitled to feel how they want to feel.
No one's asking you to agree with the populace. But leave that shit at the door.
Sorry, Darren, when you were trying to get back in there.
It's on his own private Facebook page. He didn't bring it to their door. He didn't sit in the interview and say, sorry, could I just say before we start this interview that I'm going to go on
and he didn't want to risk it.
My concern here is that we're going down a road where people are going to be terrified to express, like a dictatorship where people are terrified to express how they feel for fear of being branded a racist or a bigot or missing out on a job opportunity or getting sacked from a job. Like, we should be able to, being offensive and hurtful, say what we think.
Okay, calm down there. Darren's on the other line and said pretty much what Carl was saying in his Facebook page. No one person has called Darren a racist. In fact, Darren,
leanings. Not everybody who expresses any kind of concern about the state of this country and the fact that there is no real immigration policy. No, somebody who expresses concern about over that isn't necessarily far right. You can be, I'm not far right, but I'm concerned about how things are in Ireland, the education, the healthcare system, everything. I am definitely not far right. I think we should welcome and embrace people from other countries when they want to actually integrate and become part of our society and work and give back to Ireland. But to class anyone with any kind of concern as far right, that worries me, because then what are you saying?
Go on, darling.
The thing about it is, that was his personal page, right? And I think, personally, my belief is, right, we're going down the rabbit hole of, right, if he doesn't get the job because of a post, right? And then later on, like that, I was upset by him, so I don't think we should hire him. I don't like his pronouns, we shouldn't hire him. All this crap is, like, to be honest with you, it is a rabbit hole, because if you hurt someone's feelings, their feelings are hurt. Like, nothing physically is hurt, but their feelings get hurt. And then all of a sudden, we're going down a rabbit hole of, we're going to be so sensitive. Like, literally, you're going to be a nun before you can get into a job. You're going to have to be a priest before you can get into a job. And even maybe that's going to be affected because of your religion.
No, but this is just about, if you have opinions that are controversial, you should keep them off social media.
If this guy said, time to let all foreigners into the country, regardless of where you're from, grant them all asylum, let them claim off the social welfare system, would he have lost the job? Probably not. But it's politically the other way. Then it would be, far left? But that would be okay.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, at the end of the day, it was an opinion. That's all it was. It was an opinion. And, like, to be honest with you, I've had opinions that, in hindsight, afterwards, I've been corrected on it. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're actually right. Apologies for that. Do you know what I mean? And then you say, like, I'm not one to turn around and say, right, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I will put my hands up and say, I am so sorry, I was wrong. My opinion was wrong. But at the end of the day, it was an opinion. It is not anything physical that hit somebody, hurt somebody, or did anything out of the way. It was just an opinion.
Upset over other people. If I saw someone posting something I didn't like, do you know what I'd do? I'd move the hell on with my life and get on with things.
Oh, sure. People wanted me...
it's crazy.
Wanted me to apologise last week over... What was the comment I said again? It was ridiculous. Oh.
Please remember.
I'm trying to remember what it was, but there was... Oh, sorry. It was about a runaway dad, basically, that didn't see his baby since the baby was born and moved to Australia and then came back. And I said he should be able to see his child once he pays 20 grand in back maintenance that he hasn't paid. People going fucking mad. Going mad at me. How dare you say that? How dare you say that?
I think you're right.
No, I think I'm right as well. But asking me to apologize...
But then again, you could be holding your child to rant. That's a total other topic. But then
we did the topic. We did it. You can hear that podcast on...
But anyway... The point is, why do people get so hung up on, like these employers? So this guy has an opinion that doesn't align with their views. So what? If he can do the job, move on. This is becoming a dictatorship, and I don't like the way it's going. I do not like it.
Casey can't say anything.
Cannot say anything.
Can't say a thing. Don't go away. There's an argument coming up. Do you stay there, Darren, as well?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, I'm going to go to Anthony in a second, but a lot of people are messaging now about that comment that I made. And that was a very... You see, I don't believe there's one person alive that thinks that we should have free speech and we should be able to say whatever we want. Because some of the people, let me just tell you, when I said that, and by the way, that wasn't... All I said was he shouldn't be allowed to see the kid until he pays back maintenance. That's all. People are going fucking mad. Going mad. These are the same people that are for free speech. And I think the vast majority of people who believe in free speech, you'll say one thing that they don't agree with and they'll go mad. Don't they, though? They literally go mad.
I think that's... Yeah, that's probably fair. But I do have to call you out on something that I have noticed. And I've noticed Adrian doing it as well. And I've actually said it to Adrian off air.
Oh, okay.
And it annoys me about both of you, I'll be honest. It grinds my gears, particularly when I'm listening. When I'm at home after getting my kids from school and I'm listening, I'm cleaning away in the kitchen. What you tend to do and what Adrian tends to do, maybe it's just something I've noticed, But as soon as anybody expresses any kind of concern about immigration, you guys always put this far right label on it, on everything. Oh, he's a bit far right. Oh, she's a bit far right. They're a bit far right.
But should they do the same? The right side, lefty, woke lefty.
Because you're calling them far right.
Woke lefty.
No, but here's the thing, Jeremy. Somebody can be concerned and can express an opinion without being far right.
I don't believe
without being Gavin Pepper.
I don't believe in far right and far left. I believe in being right and wrong. Okay, let's go to, speaking of far right, Anthony.
But you don't even agree with you don't believe in being far right, far left. You literally use the word far right. If I got a bingo card and had to take a shot here every time you use the word far right during a political conversation, an immigration conversation, I would be pumping your stomach, lying out there flat on the thing. You'd need an ambulance to get the alcohol out of my system.
Anthony, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh,
good. Now, Carl. Carl has been on to us. You know the post that he put up. Do you think that's racist?
It was absolutely horrible racist comments. I have no sympathy for Carl, who's bitching and moaning he didn't get hired. He should have known actions have consequences. Do these racist idiots who put up this crap, do they forget their Irish history? How businesses over in the US without signs saying no dogs, no blacks, no Irish. Discriminating against us. Now these racists are doing that to other people. And Katie, you're moaning that we're living in a dictatorship? Look at what's happening in America. What that bastard Trump and his ICE Gestapo murderers are doing over there, how they murdered an innocent man this weekend, killed him. They're basically murdering people. That's a dictatorship. That's what America's becoming under
Trump.
But
we're not in America, Anthony. This conversation isn't about America. This conversation is about something that's going on here in Ireland. So if we could stick to the Irish side of things, please, instead of making it about everywhere else.
Let me just address that with Ben, who just messaged us saying, what were they doing looking at a social media page? Ben, you must have missed the start of this podcast, okay? Most employers that I know, most employers, when someone goes for a job interview, they will check your social media page now to see... it's like being able to do a background check, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's literally being able to do a background
check. And in a tech company, you probably do need to be fair, because there probably has access to all sorts there in the company. But like I said, that's a political stance, should not affect. Once you're not inciting hatred, you should be able to have your opinion. Yeah. We're turning this into a nanny state, lads, I'm telling you. Nobody's going to be able to say anything.
And again, just to Ben, just because Ben, we saw your comment there. Air Amanda was able to go onto your Facebook page, and we know from you that you are a Sinn Féin supporter, so we know that from his Facebook page. We know that also...
yeah, but so what? He's entitled to support who he wants to support.
That's fine, Jesus. I've nothing against Sinn Féin. But we also know... I'm just seeing what else...
Who's that jersey?
That you like Shamrock Rovers. So we know that. My point is, Ben, is that when you put these things on your Facebook page profile as public, everybody can see them, okay? So if you happen to go for a job interview, Ben, and your prospective employer couldn't stand Sinn Féin because he had a run-in with a Sinn Féin councillor or something like that, that could be an issue. So just don't put things up on...
But then it's bias, and I believe this was bias because I believe had the opinion been on the other side of things, he'd have gotten the job.
Probably. Bias. Well, we'll put that to Anto. Anto, Casey's saying that it's bias against someone because he had anti-immigration opinions.
No, it isn't biased. It's called stopping somebody who could be a problem. Imagine if Carl got the job and he started being racist to other people in the workplace, making it a toxic work environment, making other employees quit or just demand Carl be sacked. He would be ruining things for the company, and companies have policies. They cannot have people who will be a problem. So they were 100% right not to hire this
Anthony
racer.
Hang on a second. Just because this guy posted this on his Facebook, this page, this does not mean he would necessarily have been a problem for the company. What he posts privately and what he does professionally are two very, very, very different things.
Actions have consequences, Katie. He should have known not to put horrible racist comments.
Can I ask you a question?
Once you put up something
on the
internet,
here we go, Anthony, not to 100 in a second. Goes from pleasantly talking to screaming. Anthony, can I ask you a question? If he had posted, I would like to see the government welcoming in more immigrants and refugees. I would like to see them basically toning down the vetting process and being more welcoming. What would you say? Would that be okay? Honestly.
Well, that's not being... Well, that is not being a horrible...
Then you're biased to your political view. You are letting your own political views cloud your judgment of people.
Well, no, it's inclusive language, Kenji. That's why it's inclusive.
No,
that's inclusive language. But most companies now have to be, whether you like it or not, Kenji, most companies now have to be inclusive.
I'm glad companies are inclusive.
They have to be inclusive.
Absolutely. If somebody wants to work and a company is hiring people from all over the world, I think that's amazing.
So I know during, any time during Pride Month, you see so many, and in fact, I'm going to give you all an example, okay? I'm going to give you all an example of something that happened during the last Pride Month and see how Anto feels about this and Darren, who's on the other line, another Darren. During Pride Month, I saw somebody, there was a post up on the Journal or something like that on their Facebook page, Happy Pride Month, and it showed the Pride car.
Yeah.
And there was a person that posted horrific things about the gay community on that Facebook page. Said horrible things.
Right.
Yeah, that they're responsible for AIDS and all that, yeah?
But that's incitement to hatred. Is incitement to hatred, yeah.
Okay, but...
Different.
Okay, so anyway, that's what this person said, because I remember taking screenshots of it. And I went onto the person's Facebook page, yeah? And I saw that this fella does bathrooms.
Right.
That's his gig. He's a plumber or whatever, and he'll re-tile your bathroom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, if I wanted my bathroom done, there is not a hope in hell.
Your comparisons are always so
wild.
Well,
that's not a comparison.
No,
would you hire,
no, I
would
mean
you
your
hire
comparisons
him?
Are so comparing
okay, but would you
this.
Hire him? Would you hire
no,
him to
I
do
wouldn't.
Your bathroom?
No, I
there
wouldn't.
There you go, thank
but
you.
But you're comparing, no, here's Jeremy, the king of comparisons. I'm going to call you the comparison king because you're,
well, no, what's
honestly,
wrong
your comparisons are wild. Saying the gays caused AIDS and all of that, that is offensive. It is insulting.
Oh, it's
it
just
is
an opinion, according
it's
to you.
No, it's incitement to hatred.
It is incitement.
It's incitement to hatred. Saying that you do not agree with, you know, the pride. Say, if I went on today, now this isn't how I feel, saying I don't know why pride is still a thing. Gays can get married. It's great. We voted yes. Ireland is, you know, there's no discrimination against gay people.
Yeah.
I don't need to see pride anymore. I'm not saying that's how I feel. That would be okay because that's a general political view. Saying that they caused AIDS, that's
horrific,
different.
Horrific,
that is very different. So me not hiring him would be because he's an arsehole.
So it's out of
oh, your comparisons are weak like you. You're weak.
So, Anthony, the point that you're trying to make is, say someone like that plumber fella who put that up, that disgusting anti-LGBT comments, you agree with me boycotting his business?
You're comparing
absolutely,
apples
I'd boycott it as well.
Well, what's
you're
the,
comparing apples and
no,
oranges.
It's not.
You
this,
are comparing somebody saying Ireland is full, we need to basically look at our immigration policy to somebody saying that the gays caused AIDS.
This is a conversation and it's not a comparison, okay? This is a conversation about whether or not you said a few minutes ago that you should be able to post something to your own Facebook page. That's all you're
meant. That's not incitement to hatred.
What
is incitement to hatred.
Oh, he wasn't telling people.
It's like saying all Muslims are terrorists. It's taking a group of people and saying,
so who's,
making
who decides,
accusation.
Who's the Facebook police that decides?
Well, who's the Facebook to please? Surely somebody can make a point without being offensive and insulting. To me, how's the Irish before the world is not offensive or insulting. That is his
Carl,
view and he's entitled
also,
to it. Saying the gays cause AIDS, it's offensive
yeah,
and insulting.
Carl also posted that the both people should be sent packing back to where they came from.
There's a difference between hate speech
that's
and
hate
freedom
speech.
Of speech.
That's hate speech.
Sorry.
That's hate
what's
speech.
Hate speech?
Did send the boat pap.
I said I didn't like that comment. I don't like that comment. But saying Ireland, he believes Ireland is full or Ireland is for the Irish. I'm not saying I agree with him and Ireland is for the Irish because, like I said, anyone who wants to come and work, fine. But he is entitled to that opinion. It's not hate speech and it's not incitement to hatred. But Jeremy, you're going to claim anybody who makes any kind of opinions far right anyway. I suppose I'm far right for even defending Carl. Far right, Katie. That can be my new name. Will everyone call me Far Right Katie?
Yeah, I hope so. Darren, what do you want to say on this?
Hello, Far Right Katie.
Hi.
No, Katie's not far
right.
I'm not far right, by the way. I'm not.
No, she's not. Anthony, well, why if you were, what would be shame?
But I'm no, because I don't want somebody thinking I'm a political way when I'm not. I'm centre. I don't care.
According to people
I don't care.
According to people like Darren, the far right don't even exist, so I wouldn't worry
once
about that.
Once people come and work and contribute,
Jeremy,
it's great.
Jeremy.
I don't care.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me what the far right is.
I'm not spending 20 minutes.
So tell me what the far right is, if you can. Where's all these far right groups?
Where are they?
Where's all these far right groups kicking black lads' heads in the curb?
So the National Party would be, I would consider, a far-right group.
Are they going out killing black people, are they?
No, obviously not. No, they're not. No, absolutely.
So what? So far-right in America? What's far-right in America mean?
You always go to extremes.
KKK.
You always go to extremes.
But
okay?
Jeremy, you're saying that's... So there's two different types of far-right, is there? There's far-right and then far-right.
Well, there is, in the same way you to believe
so
that there's...
Oh, Jeremy, anyone who disagrees with your opinions, a.k.a. anyone who says anything against immigration to you is a far-right racist.
Well, that's not true because...
Now, that is just completely inappropriate.
Okay, as a listener to this podcast, Darren, you will know from listening to this all the time that myself and Adrian have both said on several occasions that we're against open door policy. So that's what we've said.
Now,
hang on a second, because Anthony has to go
on a second. Jeremy, your favourite line in this show is far right leanings. Literally, I'd say far you say right it in your sleep. I'd say you're like, far right leanings.
That's what I do.
I'd say you say it during sex.
I'll get a recording of it tomorrow.
Yeah.
What did you want to say to Anto, Darren?
I wanted to say, is he there?
Yeah, are you there, Anto?
Yes, I'm here.
Anthony, I've said this to you before, but I'll say it to you again. Our government has admitted that 80% of the asylum seekers coming in are getting refused. So ask yourself why. Do you accept that, or are you just blind to that as well?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to say a few facts and you're going to listen, okay? I'm speaking! You have manners and let me speak.
Okay, he's letting you speak. Just
Anthony,
let me
really,
speak
you just go
back
from not to 100. Just take
no,
a breath.
No
oh okay, my God.
Go. Answer the question, Anthony. Answer the question.
I'm going to say some facts for us to educate him for, because he said some things that are clearly wrong, okay? Do you not see ICE in the US though, and what they're doing,
the
attacking
we're
black people? All right. Racist arseholes.
We're not in the US.
We're not in America.
Hang on, first of all, Anthony, stop shouting.
Trump is not our president.
Yeah,
I don't know what this guy is on today.
We're not in the US. This is, let's go back to the topic. This is about Carl and whether or not he should be able to post what he did and still get the job. You obviously believe he should. Do you, Darren?
Absolutely, yeah. Of course, it's freedom of speech, but there obviously is freedom of speech with consequences. But what he said was not racist. Maybe apart from the bold comment. I don't agree with that comment. That's a stupid comment to me.
In your opinion, it wasn't racist.
Since Darren has come on, everybody's actually spoken over him. So can you actually just give him 2 minutes of the
absolutely
floor to say what he thinks without interrupting? And can you take Anthony's fader down? Because honestly, I've got enough of a headache. I'm in pain after having surgery and his voice is not helping shouting.
Okay. It's all about you, Kate. Go ahead, Darren. It's all yours.
Anthony is just an RT disciple. He doesn't even want to listen to the other side of the argument. The last time he was on, he literally questioned where I got my stats about 80% of them being refused. And that stat came from the government. So I don't know what he's talking about. He's just gone on about the same shit for the last 2 or 3 years. He's only bringing him on when he's wanting to get someone on to call everyone a racist. He's never on for any other topic apart from immigration.
That's what interests him, to be fair.
That's what interests him. I don't know. Has he ever been on about a topic?
He's still there. He still hasn't answered my question.
Okay, what is the question you have for him?
80% of asylum seekers that are coming in are being refused. Ask himself why.
Because obviously their asylum process
because
has
they
been...
have no right to be here. That's why. They're not fleeing war. There's no wars in Georgia. There's no war in Albania. If you come into my work, Jeremy...
Yeah,
right,
there's no war in Ireland and you have tens of thousands of Irish in Australia, Darren. Where's the war in Ireland?
There's the RT argument again.
But where's the war in Ireland, Darren?
We go over to different countries, Jeremy, legally, not illegally.
There's lots of illegal Irish in Australia, Darren. Don't fool yourself.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, okay. So you're admitting that there are illegal Irish in Australia and America.
I never said there wasn't. We're not talking
Jeremy,
about America,
Jeremy. What are you smoking before you started this podcast today? You're
nothing.
Blowing my mind.
Sorry,
Jeremy, you say people that's far right don't know they're far right.
Well that's
people
true.
Who's far left don't know they're far left.
Absolutely.
You.
I'm not far left.
So what are you then?
I'm right down the middle, actually. I'm a centrist, by the way. I'm right down.
You're right. Oh, will you give up? Will you?
Yeah.
No.
No. Don't even
she
play that. Don't play that strong.
Okay.
You're
okay.
Not.
Well, we're not here to talk about whether
no,
I'm
we're
far
not.
Right or far
but
left.
On a separate note, I want a new podcast of Anthony. Angry Anto Matters. That's definitely. Isn't that Anthony, will you start a podcast? Angry Anto Matters. And we all just can listen to you go from naught to 100 in like 2 seconds. No, I'd love it genuinely.
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. Suppose if I did, I'd just be hating on Trump a lot. I'd probably have some of those nutcases coming after me.
I'd still listen. I think you have a podcast in you. Okay. And I'm not even joking.
Okay, here is a voice note from...
I actually can't remember who that's from.
Great.
That's great. It's Eddie, I think.
Oh, is it Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay, this is bound to be wonderful. Here is Eddie.
That's a good topic. I do believe you have to be very careful when you're venting your spleen regarding your own views, because employers, like Jeremy said, they can check if your Facebook page or whatever isn't private. They could look at it and go, oh, we don't want him. So first thing I do is put it on private. But Anthony, you have on there, the guy's an absolute fucking bell end. I mean, our services are stretched to the max, right? And the big problem with that is immigration. And if Anthony had his way, he'd invite the whole fucking world here and he wouldn't have a problem because he doesn't fucking work and he's not fucking paying for it. I've just come back from Aldi there getting me lunch there a moment ago, right? And I was speaking to a chap outside, immigrant, begging on a crutch. Right, about 55, we got talking to him. Got kicked out of England and came here. He hasn't worked in years. They're the kind of people that are coming here. And my fucking taxes are paying for it. And he's going to fucking end up on a fucking council list. And here's the thing. If you're fleeing from another country or you're coming here as an economic migrant, I'd say most of these people in IPAS centres have fuck all. And they all end up on the housing list. And it adds pressure onto the fucking housing sector. It's a fucking race to the bottom. And Anthony needs to realise that. He lives in this fucking dream world where he thinks the OK meal of Fulci, 100,000 welcomes is here for everyone. Ireland's not like that anymore.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now, what do you want to say on this, Anya?
I think the company was right not to give him the job.
Now, for just having an opinion...
Yeah, he was making a racial comment by saying Irish is for the Irish.
Okay, so what he said was that Irish people should be housed before. How is the Irish not the world? Then the other opinion was, what was the other thing he said? Send the boat people packing back on the boats and Ireland is full. And you believe they're all racist comments?
Yeah.
Well, Katie, it's all racism.
Well, it's not all racism. It's an opinion. It's, well, I mean, yeah, it depends. Okay, the boat people comment, I don't like that. How's the Irish before the world? I mean...
Oh, so it's about what you like.
Calling the boat people is racist. It is. It's taking a group and tarnishing them with a name, an offensive name. Boat people is offensive. That is racist. But saying that Irish people should be housed, that's an opinion. That's...
Irish for the Irish is also racist. By people turning around saying that only Irish people are for the Irish.
Yeah, is
I don't agree. Now, I said I don't believe that that's really racist, but I don't agree with it. I think Ireland is for anybody who's willing to come and enrich the country.
Like, is Australia just for the Aussies?
No, but I think it's for anybody like that who'll go and contribute to society. But Anya, let me ask you then: how do you feel about immigration then in Ireland? Just in Ireland.
In Ireland.
Yeah.
Well, your partner came over from... Did he come over as an asylum seeker?
No, he came over to study.
Oh, he came over...
So he did.
He came over as a student.
He came over as a student.
From, Angola or Nigeria? I can't remember.
Nigeria.
So came over on a student visa, yeah? And is he an Irish citizen now?
Yeah.
And does he consider himself Irish?
Kind of, but he'll always consider himself Nigerian because that's where he came from.
So an Irish man with Nigerian heritage, I suppose.
Yeah.
I missed that because Amanda was talking to me, Mayor. Sorry, he came over when?
He came over as a student.
He came over as a student and he studied in college for 3 years.
Okay.
And then he got a working visa and he's been working ever since.
And you, what age was he when he came over?
He's here now. God, how many years is he here now? Jesus, the years are going by so quick. He's here about 10, 11 years.
And he considers himself, sorry, where does he consider himself from?
Well,
he's Nigerian.
So if you said to him, where are you from? He would say Nigeria.
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, I'm sorry. I thought I misheard.
That's
I thought
where he's from.
No, I thought she said he considers himself Irish.
But he's Irish Nigerian, I assume. Is that what he is?
Yeah.
Well, he's not Irish Nigerian. He's Nigerian.
Well, no, you can be. You can be. You
know, but he wasn't born here.
So you've never heard the expression, in case you have the Irish Americans. You've never literally heard that expression.
I would consider myself.
No, but
I would think you are.
Have you ever heard that expression, Irish Americans?
I have heard the expression.
What does it mean?
Irish in America.
Or people with Irish heritage.
Yeah, heritage. But Irish Americans, but there's...
So JFK was an Irish American.
But that's different. That's all your family's heritage going back.
Where does it matter where he's from?
No, but I was just curious. I'm not saying that he's wrong, but to me, someone is... If I go to France to work, my dad is French, I would consider myself still Irish. If I go to Nigeria to work, I would... Even if I'm there 20 years, I would still consider... I believe you are the country you're born in. That's my opinion.
Okay, so your dad will never be Irish either.
No, but he never considers himself Irish. If you ask my dad, what's your nationality? Where are you from? He will say, I'm a Frenchman. And okay. He was always and will always be a Frenchman.
Okay, but Anya's partner is an Irish citizen. That's all you need
and
to
that's
know.
Great.
And sorry,
that's
Anya,
great, but there is a topic in that for another day.
On his passport, what does it have as nationality?
He has two passports. He has a Nigerian and he has an Irish one.
But being an Irish citizen and being Irish are two very different things. I'm sorry to say they are.
Yeah, don't be sorry.
But if I could go to France and get citizenship in France, can I do that? Can an Irish person get citizenship in France? I'm actually entitled to a French passport. I don't have one, but I'm entitled to one. I would still be Irish. Me be having French. We have to do this topic another day because this fascinates me. Me being a French citizen doesn't make me French. No.
No.
Or are you entitled to a French passport?
I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the amount of people, by the way, that don't consider Rashid Adeleke Irish. Do you consider Rashid
Was she born in Ireland?
Yes, she was born in Ireland.
Yeah, well, then she's Irish. Well, she's Tala, isn't she?
She is from
born and raised in Tala, then she's Irish. Because skin colour has nothing. Sorry, hang on.
It does, according to it does go on by the races. You
I thought you were saying it to me.
Any time a Facebook page puts a photograph of her, she'll never be Irish. She'll never be Irish.
So black children born in Ireland aren't Irish? No, I'm sorry,
absolutely.
They are.
I mean,
it's where you're born.
Ani, your child is mixed race. He's Irish, I assume. He was born and bred in Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was literally commenting to Jeremy, by the way, earlier on when you messaged us on WhatsApp. He is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Beautiful,
he's
baby.
Gorgeous. I'm like, yeah, how are you getting anything done?
You should be so proud. Anyway, thank you for your call, Anya. Let's get back to the topic and one last call. Laura, how are you?
Grand, how are you?
Now, Laura, we've gone around and roundabouts on this topic, as we generally do. But getting back to poor old Carl, did he deserve the job, yes or no?
No. One thing, he had his profile public. I thought you would have it like private. Because usually, I think they do that anyway, check your social media.
No, his
and then another thing as well.
Sorry, his Facebook page is private, but some of the posts that he's put up are actually public. So we can see, for argument's sake.
Yeah, I thought you'd have his Facebook page private. But anyways, with employment, with like politics, religion, stuff like that, that's usually put aside. Like if you're going to express your religion and stuff like that in work, it's not really allowed type of thing. So usually with employment, you have to respect other people's beliefs, religion, gender, all that stuff. I think I mentioned that before, but like if he's going to express his views based on hatred, that's the part. Like, you know, if he's into a certain political
Laura, other than the boat people comment, okay, I will give to Jeremy that one. That's not a nice, call them boat people. That's not nice.
No.
But to say how's the Irish before the world, I don't see how that's hatred. I just don't.
We'll see. I don't agree with it either, because like all islands, well, all countries around the world, people have travelled in the past of people, humans, we all, you know, the whole historical thing of the human species, we've all travelled around the world type of thing. So we're not, I don't really agree with that. Like, you're pure Irish, you can go back to that evolution thing as well.
Robert says Irish citizenship and Irish national are different, but both are Irish from a legal standpoint. Where is it gone?
Yeah, there's lots of people
who said something about me being, I could call myself, well, actually, when people say, I would consider myself actually being half French because half my family are over there.
Okay, so, nobody cares.
But the whole point is that there is a topic in this for another day, and I would like to revisit it because there are people come over here and then claim to be Irish when they're not coming here and staying here for, a specific amount of time. Doesn't make you Irish. It's where you're born and it's in your ancestry and your heritage.
Okay.
Can we do this tomorrow? I have a lot to say on
it. I can't wait. You've already said it. Anyway, Laura, the bottom line is what you're saying is if you're posting stuff on social media that is in any way controversial, Just have it on private.
Yeah, I think it's more the case of the, as I said in the comments, the ethos of the job. Like, if you're working for an international company, you're going to be working with different nationalities.
Okay, what about if somebody posted, if you posted, oh, I would like to see more of the Irish taxpayers or the person working in Ireland, taxpayers' money going towards towards immigrants coming into the country, and that we could support more of them and take more of them in. What would you say then? Would that be, should that be, he did not get the job for that?
I don't know. I think it's the whole, I think it's more the hatred part more than anything.
But it's not hatred, it's expressing an opinion.
Yeah. Oh, we're going back over old ground.
Oh, far right leanings, Jeremy, far right leanings. You're going to get that tattooed on your face, aren't you?
Thanks for the call, Laura, very bad line there. You remember, now don't mention the company. For those of you who don't think that you can get into trouble with this, remember I got into trouble with a previous company? I put up a post.
The Black Lives Matter
about
thing.
Black Lives Matter, yes.
That was nuts. What was the post again?
Well, I was basically saying about George Floyd at the time, who basically that kicked off the whole Black Lives Matter thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, he wasn't exactly a model citizen himself, which he wasn't, by the way. George Floyd was not the angel that people were making him out to be. And
the email that ensued from management. It was fantastic. It was just bizarre.
I'll have to read it out someday. I got a very nasty email from the company I worked for at the time saying, can you take down that post about George Floyd? And
I think there was even a meeting about it, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
It was nuts.
And then I complained about the Black Lives Matter march in the city centre because it was during COVID lockdown. And
yes.
I said, how dare they? How dare they have this march? And
yeah, but you see, that's where you were wrong, because you were like a lapdog. You had every right to, there was no controversial in what you said, but you bent over, went into your meeting and took it down, where I would have been more like, I'm sorry, I did nothing wrong, I'm not taking it down. See, this is the problem. This is where I worry Ireland is going a certain way.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to be able to express an opinion unless it's, as Jeremy would say, far right leanings.
Yes, far right leanings.
Far right leanings. Or far left leanings, sorry.
Okay.
But somebody should not be, opinions matter unless you give an opinion and then you don't get a job.
Now, just before we go, Katie, we have, for those of you who've been living under a rock, you won't know about this, but we have merch for Opinions Matter, and I'm actually holding one of them at the moment. They are beautiful Opinions Matter podcast reusable mugs, coffee mugs and travel mugs, and they are literally flying out. We've given them already to dozens and dozens of Opinions Matter listeners. Do you have one, Katie?
I do have one. And I use it every day.
And they keep the coffee nice and warm for you?
Yeah, they keep a coffee. So I get into work at 7:30, we go on air just after 9:00. My coffee is still warm after 9:00.
There you go. They are made in the best sweatshop in Europe.
Oh, there she came. You can't say that.
No, they came from England. They came from England. You can't say that, Katie. You can't say that.
Oh, do you remember him?
I do. Oh. Anyway, if you want to win or be in with a chance of winning the coffee mug on today's podcast, here's what you got to do. Katie mentioned on this podcast earlier on that her dad is from a certain country.
I like what you did there.
Thank you very much. What country was Katie's dad from? Well, not was. He's still alive.
Yeah,
still
Jesus. Are you going to tell me something I don't know?
I didn't look well the last time I saw him.
You've never seen me, Dad.
No, he's still with us. So what country is Katie's dad originally from? Katie is the daughter of an immigrant.
Do you know? He's not an immigrant anymore.
No, you'll always be an immigrant.
No.
He'll never be Irish. So what you got to do is, if you know the answer, well, you will know the answer because we only said it 10 minutes ago on the podcast, WhatsApp us the answer to our WhatsApp number, 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. And we will pick out a winner tomorrow and you'll win yourself that Opinions Matter coffee mug, and it will be sent to you in the post. There it is. So once again, what country did Katie's dad come from and come over to Ireland and rob all our jobs? What's up?
He actually created loads of jobs, I'll have you know, through creating employment. Thank you very much. What have you ever created? Have you ever created?
Nothing.
You vile specimen.
Don't forget, you can subscribe on Apple or on Spotify. Click the little green bell and you'll never miss another episode of Opinions Matter. And by the way, if you're only new to this podcast, there are thousands and thousands of episodes on our Spotify channel. Just go on to Spotify and search for Opinions Matter. And we'll talk to you on the next episode. Far right leanings, Katie. There you
far
go.
Far right leanings.
Bye-bye.